Let's Gain Momentum, a collaborative series brought to you by the Sumaira Foundation for NMO and the MOG Project. MOG-AD stands for Myelin Oligodendrocyte Glycoprotein Antibody Disease. MOG-AD is a rare neuroimmune condition that targets the MOG protein, which is located on the surface of myelin sheaths in the central nervous system. It occurs in all decades of life, with median age of onset in the early 30s. It's found in 40% of children and 22% of adults that have non-MS demyelinating disorders, only slightly more predominant in females and no ethnic bias. Numbers are growing as testing becomes more widespread and statistics are collected. It's estimated to reach an occurrence of 1 in 100,000 or even 2 in 100,000 people. Symptoms may include loss or blurring of vision, loss of color vision, paralysis or weakness of a limb or limbs, loss of sensation, alterations of sensation in bowel and bladder function, chronic fatigue, hearing loss, seizures, behavioral change, or memory loss. It may be monophasic or relapsing, and some residual symptoms may be permanent. There are tests to diagnose, including MOG antibody titers blood test, magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI, optical coherence tomography, or OCT, visual field tests, or VFT. Also, neurological exams can be used. Many tests are to rule out other autoimmune disorders. MOG-AD has been associated with the following symptoms: ADEM, encephalitis in all ages, transverse myelitis, and optic neuritis. Acute treatments, or treatments that are given during an attack or flare, include IV steroids, oral steroids, plasma exchange, or PLEX, also known as plasmapheresis, and intravenous immunoglobulin, or IVIG. Preventative treatments or long-term treatments include mycophenolate mofetil or Cellcept, azathioprine or Imuran, prednisone or steroids, IVIG, rituximab, also known as Rituxan, and that's rarely used in some cases. A new treatment is being developed that will be announced in early 2020. This series is brought to you by the Sumaira Foundation for NMO and the MOG Project. Thank you for listening.